Tune in at 8:45 every morning. The Ish We Missed on Hot 937.
My man Anthony Davis is a Laker now. All the big deal about him becoming a Laker coming from the New Orleans. And he sprains his thumb. Now he's out.
Oh, shoot.
Come on, man.
Oh, just sprained my thumb. I can't play.
Yo, he's 7'8". He's 7 feet 8 inches tall.
He sprained my thumb.
And broke his thumbnail, and now he's out a few games.
Like, tape it up like we used to do. Tape it.
All that money
and just,
you make.
Like,
come
play.
On, man. Damn my dad, the one eyebrow guy, Anthony Davis.
Well, you kind of need both hands. So.
They've changed, you know what I mean?
Like, players have changed. They got soft, man.
It's very soft.
A limb would have to come off to take you out of the game.
You tape them together. You play with four fingers.
The ace bandage would be like 5 inches thick to get through the game. Remember that?
I don't know. That thing hurt.
Oh, man. Play that basketball, man.
You're a professional basketball player.
Your thumb hurts from underground.
Owie.
I've been walking on the vocal angle for 4 years right now.
You just take another Advil. Keep it going.
Oh, no. Y'all wildin'.
A Spirit Airlines flight out of Chicago was delayed last week when a drunk passenger walked onto the plane and threw up in a woman's hair. Oh, my God.
Wow, that's a quick reflex.
Disgust.
The unlucky puke target was understandably horrified, taken to the front of the plane where a flight attendant helped her clean the mess out of her. I would have thrown up all over the place. Like, if someone throws up, I throw up. So she, and then everybody had to get off the plane because they had to, like, sanitize the plane. And once the plane was clean, passengers were allowed back to resume their flight. Of course, he wasn't. The drunk guy wasn't allowed to fly. I cannot even.
Wow.
Right in her hair. Puked right in her hair.
That sucks.
Yeah, that's awful. Awful,
that's
awful.
Yeah. Speaking of airplanes, there was a high school cross-country team from Ocean City, New Jersey, and they spent a couple years doing fundraisers, you know, saving up for a trip to Orlando this month. Then last minute, it looks like that fell through, so they're panicking, and they were heading to an event called the Disney Cross Country Classic. So, you know, they're looking forward to this thing. And so the players, they went to Twitter and their social medias, you know, trying to figure it out. And it caught the attention of Delta. While the adults had no idea, it caught the attention of Delta, and they got a private plane that they normally use for professional sports teams and political campaigns to fly them out there.
So cool. Shout out to Delta for that.
Listen, this is straight ridiculous. Tell me why. Erica Mena, right? You know, she's pregnant, so you would think she's the one getting the push present. Well, she is getting a push present, but she just got Safari. This is ridiculo. A $50,000 necklace as his early push present.
What?
Really?
Wow.
He ain't pushing anything.
Come on.
He ain't pushing anything.
Talk about it, sis.
Oh, what is that all about?
What is he pushing?
Why would a girl get a guy a push present? What?
What is that?
Mm-mm.
No bueno.
No.
That is ridiculous. That is what having a lot of money does.
That is the ish you miss.